we're back. Season 3, episode 17. School is back. And I got my main man with me, Mr. Jeff Nathan.
How's everybody doing?
What's going on, everybody? All right, guys. So let's talk about what's going on. Let's talk about some safety things that we need to talk about now that school has started back. Jeff, take the floor, will you?
Yes, school is back in, so that means there you're going to see a lot of school buses on the highway. Listen up. Signs are so important to drivers on the highway. There are a lot of signs that tell you that's what's coming up. Being focused, looking ahead, because there are signs on school buses that tell you they're about to come to complete stops. There are signs that tell you, hey, the stop signs are coming up. So if we are focused at all time, trust me, you can be safe and not have an accident. These kids are important to us. We got to treat this like this is precious cargo. So out there, being safe and slowing down, looking ahead, knowing what to do at the right time can truly save a life.
Yeah, guys, just always pay attention to what's going on in front of you. A lot of things that distract guys sometimes, and we really need guys to pay attention, especially this time of the year. You see kids, you know, you probably leave your neighborhood sometimes and see people walking their kids to the bus stop. You've probably been in a situation where you've seen the bus stop and the little stop sign come out. Well, I've actually been in a situation to where I've seen guys pass that bus while the stop sign was out. And that's someone that's being distracted. So definitely, guys, watch out for everyone else's kids as if they was your own. So very important.
Something to go with, if you're on a two-lane highway, and you're traveling down a two-lane highway, and there are mailboxes, and there are houses, there are driveways, the speed limit on that road truly is going to be around 50 or 45 miles an hour. So that right there should give you, if you look down at your GPS and you see the number is a little bit bigger than what it is, you should already know I should be slowing down because this is the school zone, so somewhere is coming up that I need to react. You can't react like you're in a car when you're in a big truck.
Yep, and pay attention to mostly at the end of the week, guys, because now that school has started, school ends. And on Friday, what the kids like to do? They like to hang out with their other friends. What do we like to do when we get paid on Friday? We like to hang out. So it's just that it creates an environment where there are a lot of moving parts, a lot of moving people. Things are just tight. And so try to make absolute sure you're putting yourself in good situations. And if you paid attention to some of my past podcasts, I talk about how you align your work with to make absolute sure that you're not in those situations, because as you know, you got 70 hours a week that you work with and 14 hours a day, and you can only work about 10 of those hours. And think about how do you start to where you're starting your day every morning at 7 o'clock. Yep. That's being that you constantly need before 9 or 10 p.m. on Sunday night.
Exactly. Two things that causes crashes: being distracted and driving fast. So not just because you're in your big truck, I want you to look at it as this. When you're in your personal car, also have that same thought process that I need to be driving slow. Why am I in a hurry?
Yep. So just pay attention, guys. And just Jeff, you want to give any general safety updates to the audience that's watching today?
Yes. August 25th through the 31st is break check week. Listen, we need all clean inspections. If you're out somewhere and you're looking at the truck, and you're looking at the decals, and you're looking at your stickers on your truck, and it's time to get a PM, or if you come by the terminal, let's come on by and get the brakes looked at. These are the things that we can get ahead of the program before we get to this date, because they're going to be out there. It's August the 25th through the 31st. So that means we have to be on top of our game. We got to treat this like, hey, my personal car, it's time to get my brakes changed. I need all my oil changed. I need all these things. Let me just jump on this real quick.
Yep, good deal. And guys, just like Jeff said, you know, try to treat it like it's your own personal vehicle. Make absolute sure that you keep your maintenance up on your vehicle. Now, I know there's some guys that won't come through Birmingham drive support. They're 24/7. make sure once you look at those stickers and you know you need maintenance, call those guys and let them assist you on getting into a Love's or somewhere, getting that DOT on the trailing truck and getting those brakes checked to make absolute sure that you are getting clean inspection. Because, Jeff, how much do we pay for a clean inspection?
We pay $300.
Come on, baby. $300? Who don't want $300?
I know.
I just always like to say that. it's unbelievable that we pay that much, but it's just we like for guys to provide good safety and good service, and that's why we pay so much. Yes. So
just always put safety first. It's you gotta look at you when an accident happens. It ain't just involving you. There are other people that's involved in this, and you have to think about, did somebody wake up that morning and say, today I need to get hit by somebody? No, I need to be safe wherever I go and whatever I do.
Good deal. So, guys, now that we've talked about taking care of the kids, now that school's back, and talked about safety updates, things guys need to be paying attention to, let's talk about the freight situation. Freight's still okay. I would say good right now. I wouldn't say it's just blasting. But, you know, guys are still able to make a living and a good living at that. So only tips and advice I'll give guys right now, if you can, maybe consider staying out, investing your time on staying out to get one more load. Like I said earlier, you know, getting to your consignee a little bit early on Sundays. That averages out to another load for the week if you're doing it consistently. And but you know, freight's kind of fluctuates up and down. Good weeks going, bad weeks. Some not really. I wouldn't say a bad week. Just not such a great week. But we've been fortunate enough to get some storm freight. I think we did a good job of getting it picked up. And we just need to continue to pick it up and deliver it on time. As you know, in a trucking company, service is very important. And it's definitely important.
You took the words out of my mouth.
There you go. Service is very important. It's very important. Always remember the things that we taught you about communicating. Guys, I just wanted to kind of touch on the freight situation and kind of touch on service and things that we need to be aware of going forward, and especially going into the fall, because think about it. You got Thanksgiving, and a couple weeks after Thanksgiving, 3.5-4 weeks after Thanksgiving, Christmas. You have Christmas.
Yes.
And then Christmas, you got New Year's, and then you got, you know, it's just the way the world is set up. A lot of people don't really move things during the holidays, and things kind of slow down. So right now is a great opportunity to invest your time in trying to get a little bit more. Because, you know, it'll be very beneficial for you and your family towards the end of the year when the holidays kind of hit us back.
And one big thing about the freight right now, take care of the freight. Make sure that you're reading the load assignment. Make sure you're tarping the load. Make sure you're securing the load. These are the things that we need to make sure that we're doing, so when we do deliver, we're not losing that customer because we didn't have the freight secured properly.
There you go. Thank you for touching on that. Now, guys, let's talk about some exciting things that we have coming up. And as you know, September, the week of September 16th through the 20th, be Driver Appreciation
yes.
Week. Me and Jeff will actually be doing a couple of things, I think, later in the week. Me and Jeff will probably do a video, and we'll talk about some giveaways that we have. I think some exciting prizes from some of our vendors that we'll be giving away this week. So, guys, make sure you let your fleet manager know to try to get you by that week. You guys do a great job, and we truly appreciate you guys, and we want to show our appreciation that week. So make absolute sure you try to get through and touch us that week. Anything
yes.
else?
Well, hey, can't wait till that time come. Be excited to see a whole lot of drivers come by the terminal so we can sit around and have a good time and laugh and talk about it, see some smiles.
Eat good. Yes, sir. All right, to anyone watching this episode, you can catch us on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, any social media site that's out there. And to any driver that's looking for a flatbed career versus a flatbed job, go boys.